That's nice. We've got a question for you here, Chris, from Maya, who's 13 years old and absolutely obsessed with our podcast, which is lovely. She wants to know why, if you're standing in a doorway and you push your arms against the door for about 30 to 40 seconds and then step out, your arms go whoop up in the air. What's going on?
Did you do that at school?
Yeah,
we used to do that.
That's cool. You press someone's arms in and then let go and then go whoop.
They fly up in the air. I think this is to do with the way in which your muscles control their length, because hidden inside each of our muscles is a tiny thing called a muscle spindle. And this is like a miniature muscle which has nerve fibres in it, and those nerve fibres can tell how much the muscle is being stretched or lengthened. And when you put force through a muscle, it's trying to register, how hard should I contract? Am I contracting at the right rate? And if the muscle is contracting hard but not going anywhere, then this spindle doesn't stretch and it keeps sending messages back to the muscle saying, you're not getting any longer, fire harder, work harder. And so when you're pushing up against a wall and your arm isn't going anywhere, it's trying to contract harder and harder to move the wall, which of course doesn't move. Then when you move away from the wall and you switch off the voluntary drive to the muscle spindle is still set to say, I'm too short, I need to be longer, the muscle should be longer than it is. So it tells your nervous system automatically, almost like a reflex, to make your arms longer. Hey presto, thanks for that, Maya. It's a good question. It's a really good question.
Excellent.